Yeah, I'm just blessed, man.
For sure.
And I'm gonna keep saying that, you know.
Absolutely.
Without God, none of this would be impossible.
Absolutely.
At all.
Yeah. Now, I hear you mentioning, you know, keeping God first. You know, a lot of people don't get to that enlightenment, be on that vibrational frequency, mm-hmm. Off top. How long have you had that?
How long I had God?
Yeah.
All my life.
All your life.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. All my life.
Have you ever hit a point in your life where something happened or a series of things happened and you doubted, or you had this moment like you was just so down, like, God, why?
You are now tuned into the Experience, the Highest Point Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle. Find out what's happening right now. Came from the bottom, still reaching the highest point. No, we won't pipe down.
We are the truth. We are the cool. We are the culture. The Highest Point Lifestyle.
Yo, 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 welcome to the Highest Point Podcast. This is the podcast for everyone, no matter where you're from, no matter what you've been through. You know you deserve the best and willing to put in the work for progress to reach the highest point. And speaking of putting in the work and progressing, going through their career, you know, getting better and better every step of the way, getting closer and closer to their goals every step of the way. We got a special guest up in here today, Matic and May. What's good, man?
What's going on with you, bro?
Not much, man. We got to talk about it, man. We can get straight into it today.
Fast, let's get it.
So can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Because, you know, you're an artist. For those who know you, they can get to know you a little bit more. And for those being introduced to you, go ahead and let them know a little bit about your background, where you're from, and, you know, what you're all about.
Fast, for sure. Matic, M.A. dot, you know what I'm saying? It's not Matic Ma. A lot mm-hmm. of people be saying, like, Matic Ma. That's not it. It's Matic, M.A. dot.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? So... but yeah, though, man, for sure. Damn, you know, born and raised Greensboro, North Carolina.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Just been putting in a lot of work, you know what I'm saying? Just a lot of groundwork.
Yes,
getting
sir.
To it.
Oh yeah, that's what's up, man. Like, so how long you been doing the music?
Shit, I've been doing music for real, felt like all my life for real. Mm. Played drums, you know, in high school. Was a section leader, played snare, you know what I'm saying? So
oh, word.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
You know what what school did y'all go to? Was y'all band like that? Y'all do the battles and joint?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Man, y'all ain't do no battles
for
out
sure.
there.
You already know that, man.
Yo, that's what Bert T was all about. That's where
we
from.
Nah, Bert T.
Bert T ain't had nothing on y'all?
Nah.
Oh, man, yo, we got to get into that. That's crazy.
Hey, we had one band director, though. Mr.
Okay.
Hines, man. Shout out Mr.
Mr. Hines. Mr. Yeah, Hines was our band director.
Yeah, he came to Dudley.
Chill.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, Mr. Hines.
Oh, man.
Yes, sir.
So, yo, so when we were super lit, Mr. Hines was our band director.
Oh, yeah. Y'all was
so
lit.
Y'all probably was tough, too, then, if y'all had Mr. Hines.
But we was already lit, though, before Mr. Hines, though.
You sure?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, okay. Yeah. He sound confident, so I'm going to do my research later.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to check, and I'm going to hit you back like, y'all niggas was all right, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But nah. Yeah, I was into the band joint. Sure. I didn't play myself. I played football, but for somehow I had the VIP passes to go on the some of the band trips and shit. Like they let me roll and I see all the battles and them band trip rides was crazy.
Yeah,
I don't know if it was crazy like that for y'all or not. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? With you know, it was just crazy. I ain't gonna go too deep,
man.
It was high school though, so it don't count.
Yeah,
I'm married now, and I was young then, but I saw some crazy things on that band trip bus, and I was like, okay. I understand why these guys are in the band. I don't think people really, really understand outside. You know what I'm saying? Of course you love music, but.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all. Yeah,
that's where it really started, though.
Right. That's dope. Saying? That's dope, man.
Yeah, for sure, man. That's
so you did the music back then. And I'm seeing, like, when I was looking at your discography on Spotify, I was like, dang, I see projects back in 2017.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, this man been working.
Yeah, for
sure. Can you talk about some of your projects? Go ahead. Go get it in.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Really, man, been releasing music for a little minute, man, for real.
Okay.
Like, it was just building up the confidence, you know what I'm saying, to really put out a quality project, you know what I'm saying? Because when I first started, I mean, I was ass, bro.
Got
I'm talking about ass, like not really rhyming. People used to talk about, you know what I'm saying, me not rhyming and stuff, you know. So only thing it did was just, you know, just fueled me to go harder, you know what I'm saying, to actually, you know, develop my craft, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So why didn't you quit? If like a lot of times, man, like if people just go in on you, you know, you're hearing this negative feedback, people will throw in the towel and just say, this might not be for me. What made you keep going?
Man, just to show people, really not even show people for real, just show myself, you know what I'm saying? Because really, like, you know, it was for me, you know what I'm saying? It really wasn't for nobody else, you know what I'm saying? It was just, you know, something that I enjoyed doing. Like I said, it started with the drums.
Right.
You know, and then, you know, just having the rhythm, you know what I'm saying? Playing around with words and stuff, just putting it all together for real, you know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, so you already had that love for the music, so no matter what somebody said, they weren't going to stop you.
Yeah, for sure, man. I don't really, you know, be worried about too much. I mean, it'd be a lot of people doubting me and stuff like that. But I don't, you know, I don't feed into it, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
just keep going, you know what I'm saying? Just keep applying pressure, getting better and better every day.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Keep the Lord first. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's what you got to do.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. Like, absolutely.
You're not going to get nowhere, anywhere, if you don't keep the Lord first. So you got to keep God first, for sure.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's a super fact. That's a super fact. So from your first project, do you remember your first project to now? Like, can you talk about kind of the transition to where you at now?
Yeah, like I was saying, the first project I put out was probably the Carolina Rays.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just like just working, bro. Like, mm-hmm. when I'm telling you, like I got tracks, bro. Like,
yeah,
old tracks from like 08.
Right, right.
That type shit.
Oh, man. Oh, hey. I thought 17 was a long time ago.
Yeah. Nah, I've been doing this. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I dig it. Yeah. All right. So you had tracks back in 2008.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I saw one of your projects. Now, do you have any collaborations? Do you collaborate with people, or you more so focus on honing your own craft?
Yeah, like collaborate with the team.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Collaborate with a lot of team. The team, man, like, is like the homies, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. A lot of people, like, when you got a team, right? A lot of people don't understand that. They be thinking you're doing everything by yourself. You are the main focal point, but it's hard to do this thing by yourself. You need producers, you need engineers, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Do you have those type of things as part of your team?
Well, yeah. Well, I am the engineer, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I record my own music, you know what I'm saying? And Maserati, you know what I'm saying? Maserati music, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He the producer.
Dope.
You know, but, you know, we done built a team. We got a few solid people, you know what I'm saying, that's around.
For sure.
You know, that they doing their thing, you know what I'm saying? They doing their thing. They doing what they supposed to, you know what I'm saying? So it's just everybody on their own wave right now. You know what I'm saying? They trying to just put it together, you know, day by day. So we could just bring it all together and make things happen.
Yes, sir. That's dope, man. So you got, like, your own studio?
Yeah,
I know you say you're the engineer.
Yeah, for sure. Got my own studio. With that, that's a whole nother story with that, with the studio. Just, like I say, bro, you just got to stay down, man. Like,
man, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, for real. You really just got to stay down, man,
that's a lot of work.
Like, because, like, you can't really, like, get discouraged, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, you going to suck, you know what I'm saying, when you first start out. Like, for sure. Like, you really got to find your voice. You got to find your style.
Right.
You got to find just you yourself, like, which direction you want to go as an artist. So it's a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then just far as, like, just releasing the music, you know, mm-hmm. you can't just release it, just put it on Facebook, Instagram, and think, you know, shit gonna happen overnight, you know what I'm saying, which is not, you know what I'm saying,
right.
You gotta invest in yourself, you gotta really spend that money, you know what I'm saying, you gotta sacrifice, like, shit, sacrifice some of that smoke, you know what I'm saying,
right.
Sacrifice them, you know what I mean, buying shoes and clothes for a little bit, you know what I'm saying, if you know you up in your closet where,
right.
You know what I'm saying, you can put it on, you know what I'm saying, you could just hop out, put that shit on, like,
right.
It ain't no reason for you to, like, you know what I mean, so, like, just really invest in yourself, for real, that's really the main thing that,
for sure, man,
that,
like,
you need to do.
That's real, like, I'm glad you said that about investing in yourself. People be trying to get deals, but not willing to put money in themselves, so how you think a big company going to put some money into you, especially now these days, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So if you don't feel like you're worthy enough to put investments in yourself, ain't nobody else going to either.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? So you made a real good point there. So that's real.
Yeah.
So also, what would you consider your style of music? Cause we got, you know, we got a trap, we got the drill, you know what I'm saying? We got the conscious rap. What is your style of music?
Really is anything, for real. Cause I can rap about anything,
mm-hmm.
you know, but, I like trap music.
Okay.
What I'm saying? It's just, you know, everybody was just raised off, you know what I'm saying, the trap music.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, I don't really do like the drill. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't really, you know, because, you know, I ain't killed nobody, nothing like that.
Right,
but,
right.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't that really that serious, you know what I'm saying? So I just leave that for them. Like, that ain't really my lane, you feel right. me? Like, you know what I'm saying? The trap music for sure.
So to be a rapper, you can not kill people?
You said what now?
To be a rapper, you cannot kill people?
I mean, yeah,
cause,
I mean.
Because that's kind of a stereotype we got going on.
Yeah, it is. It's like a big stereotype going on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But like I said, man, like, that's just wild, man. I don't really get into all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, all the drill and all this other stuff, like, I don't really get into all that. I mean, it's cool. Like, that's the culture. I mean, that's what they want to do. I mean, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of people is not killing and not selling no drugs, not doing none of that.
But they rapping about it, though.
Yeah, they rapping about it. Like, but. Like Wax say, they civilians.
Right, man, right, so like, right.
You feel me? So
definitely feel you.
Yeah, it's a lot of civilians out here.
It's a whole lot of civilians. Lot of civilians. Majority civilians. You know what I'm saying? You know, hey man, at this point in my life, I'm over 30 and I'm happy to be a civilian.
It's a lot of civilians.
You know, I'm happy to be a civilian now. You know, I ain't got to be out there no more. You know what I'm saying? It's progress.
But would you have told?
Huh?
Would you tell?
Would I tell?
Cause I mean that's a part about being a civilian. Now you talking about you being a civilian.
Now what I'm saying is I'm a civilian.
Okay.
When it comes to like, I'm not out there running around looking for trouble.
Facts.
I'm a man. Me, you know what I'm saying? I'm a man first. So
facts,
I don't I don't need to have a gangster title to be a, you know what I'm saying, be a man.
Because
at the end of the day, to the core, I think that's. You know, a man is a protector, you know what I'm saying? You know, he supports his family, you know what I'm saying? He's somebody who's dependable, he's loyal, you know what I'm saying? If he says something, that's what he means, that's what he do, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's my idea of a man. And some people call some of those same attributes as being gangster, you know what I'm saying? But, mm-hmm. you know, some more come with being gangster, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Other than principles that, you know, is aligned with being in that lifestyle.
Right.
So when it comes to, you know, telling, you're right, when they were saying like civilians and gangsters, civilians, something happened to them, they call the police and, you know, anything could happen. So somebody came to my crib, they broke into my car. These are real things that happened. Word. Yeah, I called the police.
Yeah.
I can't find who the hell broke into my car. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think it's nothing wrong with that.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm talking about like if you was with somebody and you sit up there and told on them. That's what I'm talking about.
Now, someone that I'm down with, my people, you know what I'm saying?
That's
no way.
I'm talking about. Yeah,
no
that's
way.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah.
No way possible. I would do that. You know what I'm saying? They're my people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, I'm glad you narrowed it down because telling can be broad. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of different things that can go into that.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm not going that route with my people though. I can't stab my people in the back. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like the police gonna have to do their job and figure out shit. I'm not gonna help them.
Yeah, man. That's their job. That's their job.
Yeah, yeah. That's your job. Why I'm gonna help you do your job for?
Right.
You ain't coming to my spot helping me do my job. You know what I'm saying? Do your investigating, Nick. So that's a good question though.
Back to the team.
Yeah, back to the team.
Yeah. So like the team, man, like you was asking me, like, as far as the team,
mm-hmm.
like, as far as, you know, who was.
Right. What makes up your team?
Yeah, what makes up the team? You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So, all right. So, yeah. So, like I was saying, though, like we didn't have an engineer.
Got
at
you.
At first. You know what I'm saying? We didn't have an engineer.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I really got tired of paying other engineers.
Mm-hmm.
And it just wasn't it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to call another engineer. Well, the person that recorded the session, which is the engineer.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I would have to, like, just go back. Hey, bro, like, you know, this is off or, you know, this is, you know, it's off beat or, it's, you know what I'm saying? So I really just got tired of really, like, spending money on that. On
right.
Stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So I just really did it myself. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, one of the homies, you know, they had showed me, you know, just the basic steps of, you know what I'm saying, how to run the program and what to do and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? And then from there, like, I just had to take off, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, a bunch of YouTube videos,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? All kinds of stuff, you know what I'm saying? I actually went to school for a little bit, too.
Oh, dope.
Engineering, yeah. So, you know what I mean? So that's pretty much, you know, what basically I've been doing, you know? So once I got the flow and everything right like that, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? That wasn't a problem. So now it was like, okay, let me get the engineering skills right. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Like, engineering, man, I've been doing that for a little minute too, though. Yeah. Like, so, you know, it's just bring nothing new. You know, we can, right. go, to, we can go to anybody's studio and I'll turn it up.
Oh, yeah.
We don't even need an engineer. We just need the room. You know what I'm saying?
Ah.
Yeah, so.
See, a lot of people don't be thinking about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially if you, like, you took the time and learned these crafts yourself.
For sure.
Because, I mean, nobody going to give you this stuff. So you take the time and learn it yourself. That's commendable. And that's super dope. And hard, because I tried to engineer myself before and I just got super tired, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm literally in one room, hit record, running to the other spot to start spitting. And I F up, you know what I'm saying? I mess up. I got to run back out. You know what I'm saying? It was just a lot.
Yeah, for sure, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, you really got to stay dedicated, man.
Yeah.
Like, for real. Because like I said, it wasn't no easy task. Like,
right.
You know, it really wasn't. So, but yeah, though.
And that's why you got a team now. So that even helps that process.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So, I record the homies and stuff. You know what I mean? On the team.
Hard.
Stuff, on the guap. You know
yeah.
Guap boys. You know what I'm saying? For sure. You know what I'm saying?
So y'all have a group too? Guap boys?
Yeah, we got the group.
Okay, I didn't know about the group.
Yeah, we got the guap boys.
You know okay.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know what I'm saying? Guap boy 3. You know what I'm saying? Guap boy fresh and guap boy 2 pounds. You know what I'm saying? And
dope.
Yeah, so pretty much, you know, we've been grinding with that.
So
know?
How long is the group been there?
The group been there for a little minute. We all been knowing each other like damn near all our life. You know what I'm saying? Almost. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so they like the homies and shit.
Day
so.
Ones.
Yeah.
So, but when do y'all start making music though? Like, I know them been your partners.
We got music, man. We got hella music, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, we got hella music. Like, the Guap Boy Project, that shit been done. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Guap Boy 3, you know what I'm saying? He been putting out projects. He been putting out singles. You know what I'm saying? And Guap Boy Fresh, he working on his stuff. You know what I'm saying? He got a project about to come out. So is 2 Pound, you know. So 2 Pound got a new single, you know, he going to be putting out. So it's a lot of good things, you know what I'm saying? Just... You know what I'm saying? Accumulating. And
yeah. Like all y'all so. Boys moving, man. It's
yeah,
a collective,
for
real.
For sure,
for real.
Man. For sure.
So that's what's up. That's what's up. Now, also in your name, it said Matic M.A. What is that acronym stand for? M.A. What is M.A.? So people stop saying Ma.
Yeah, for sure, man. Hey, Matic Ma, I'll be like, no, that's not my goddamn name, bro.
Yeah.
It's be like, what? Matic Ma? Like, nah, that's not me, bro. That is not me.
Right.
But nah, like the MA, like to be honest with you, I really still ain't figured out. Like I really just made it short. You know what I'm saying? It was Matic. And then, you know, Fresh always called me M dot, you know what I'm saying?
Got
and
you.
Big bro, he called me M dot A dot, you know what I'm saying? So it was just like, all right, instead of just saying the whole Matic, we'll just chop it off and then they just call me MA. But I thought about like Mike Assassin, you know, something like that, because I'd be killing the beat or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I don't really know, man. Maybe, like, it'll come together when,
for sure.
when it's time. But for now, it's just short for Matic. For
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's up. Matic, hey, makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Okay, so I know you told me high school. What was the high school you said you went to?
Dudley.
So with Dudley, I know you was in a band. Were you did you get in a lot of trouble in high school? Did you, because I know you grew musically. I want to know kind of like personally how you were from, you know, back then as teenagers to where you at now.
Nah, I ain't really getting no trouble in high school.
Okay, that's what's up.
I ain't really getting too much trouble in high school, man. Like, cause I was doing some other stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
yeah, oh, yeah.
My time really, like, occupied doing, like, other stuff, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't really, like, getting any, like...
Right. An idle mind is the devil's playground.
Yeah.
So long as you are still moving, doing things like you in the band, stuff like that, keep kids, you know, mind busy and away from a lot of bull jive, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
So that's a real thing. So, like, people watching, like, it's good to have your kids and stuff involved and stuff, so... You know, they won't have no whole lot of downtime to start doing some, you know what I'm saying, real craziness.
But at the end of the day, they still going to be bad, though.
Oh yeah, it's going to be that.
So, you feel me?
But that'll help them from being the worst.
Yeah, for sure. But like...
You got kids?
Nah, not yet.
Word, how you do that?
Man. Not yet, man. We're going to have some kids, man, pretty soon, man. I'm going to have some little Maddox running around.
That'll be dope. Hey, yeah, can I ask how old are you?
30.
Oh, hey, you 30 with no kids?
Yeah.
Hey, man, the man pull-up game is off the chain. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need to call yourself Maddox P.O., Maddox Pull-Out. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is what's up. But, you know.
Yo, this nigga crazy. Hey, that's funny to say that off. I can't do nothing but laugh, bro. That's funny.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Cause honestly, I just had my first child myself. So,
word.
And I was.
Congratulations, man.
Appreciate it. How old was I? 34? So, you know, I'm in the same boat. I'm talking junk, like, but I get it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm going to call myself PO2. You know what I'm saying? You number one.
Nah, you number one. You older than me.
Yeah, that's what's up, though. So, man, you working funny. On a project now, though?
Yeah, for sure, man. We working on a lot of projects, man. Me and Mazi got a lot of stuff in the bag.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Right now, we working on OG Matic 2.
Mm.
And that's going to release pretty soon.
Okay.
You know, I keep down messing with this dude, Mazi, man. He like, man, don't rush it, man. Just go ahead, you know. So, I just been, you know, because I be getting ahead of myself sometimes. I just be wanting to, you know. Just let my nuts hang on people and shit.
Yeah,
know?
Just so, go in, yeah.
Yeah, but he be trying to keep me, like, you know what I mean, level-headed, you know, just focus on just creating more music, you mm-hmm. know, for the craft, you know what I'm saying, for, you know, just, you know, for the squad, for the team, everybody, you know, because I know when I make some dope, you know, on his beats, some, you know, I know they'll hype him up, they'll mm-hmm. go harder, you know what I'm saying? So just trying to, just... sharing the energy, you know what I'm saying? Just keep trying to push each other, you know, to do more. But yeah, for sure, OG Matic 2, that's on the way.
Okay.
I got the single on the way. I'm about to drop the single pretty soon. I'm waiting on my man.
Mm.
He in Russia.
Oh man.
Yeah, my man's he in Russia right now, and I'm waiting on him. You know, so
yeah, that's what's up. Can you? Are you saying the name of the single right now? You just gonna wait.
The name of the single? Yeah, it's called It's Up.
It's up. Okay.
Yeah, it's up. You know what I'm saying?
That's and, what's up.
I really couldn't think of a name for it, but I was like, you know what? Like what I was saying and shit, I'm like, yeah, it's up, nigga. Like I'm back. You know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
that's how that, you know, that title came to play about or whatever. So
yeah, that's hard.
Yeah, for sure.
So can you tell me a little bit about when you actually like laying down your tracks? Do you write your tracks? Do you do pen in the pad? You put stuff in the notes in your phone? Shit. Or you just run up in the booth and let it out?
Shit, lately I've been punching in. Yeah, I've been punching in a lot. And hey, it's crazy because I was just talking to somebody about that, like writing out and punching in and stuff like that. Like, it's really the same thing for me, but it helped me out a lot as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Just going in and punching in, because I do write my stuff and I've been writing my stuff for so long.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's kind of just like, okay, you know, I got this, you know what
right.
I'm saying? But I mean, either or, though. It just, I don't know. It just depends. Like, some days I go in the studio, you know what I'm saying? I be ready to just, you know what I'm saying, work. Like, hey, mm-hmm. man, work. Like, sometimes I put in my head, like, man, you ain't got time to write right now. Like, come on. Like, you
right.
know what I'm saying? I say a hot 4 bars or something, or,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? If it ain't that, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, I'm the engineer, you know what I'm saying? It's
yep.
my studio, you know what I'm saying? So I got time to really
yep.
do that type of shit. Now, I'm not advising people, like, you know, if you going to somebody else's studio, you paying for studio time or something.
Oh, man,
like
you
that.
Just jumped on exactly you know what I was about to
like,
say.
I don't advise you, you know, to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got my own, so, you know, I done invested in myself so I can do that. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
But, yeah, though, like I said, I go in the stew, you know what I'm saying? And it don't take me long to really write no track or nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know what I'm saying? I go in there, like I said, and shit, I'm load the beat up on the Pro Tools or something. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, smoke, get my little vibe going, might have a little drink or something. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just to get
yeah,
the vibe going, you know what I mean? And I just punch that shit in, you know what I'm saying? I might mm-hmm. punch like a hard 4 bars and
mm-hmm.
and I play it back, you know what I'm saying? And just think about, you know what I'm saying? Something else hard to say, you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Like, but something that makes sense, not like, you know, how
right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just a process. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. It's like a structured freestyle.
Yeah, for sure.
That's kind of what it sounds like to me. And
yeah.
and a lot of people, like, I've seen freestyles put out, but I also, you know, I've done engineering and understand music too. I'm like, bro, I can tell you ain't do that whole 3-minute verse in
yeah.
one take. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Nah,
like,
nah.
Like people,
and it sound it sound different too.
Right,
it
right.
Sound, like, I don't know, like, if it's just a me thing or...
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But it sounds different versus you going in,
right.
you rapping the whole shit straight out. Or unless you down, if you go in and you break it down, you
mm-hmm.
can really emphasize which words you want to say or really make it sound like,
right.
you know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah, that's really, like I was saying, helped me out a lot. Like, You know what I'm saying? Because, like, you know, like, I grew up, like, you know what I'm saying, listening to, like, you know, Wayne, Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? Like, not really, like, how can I explain this shit? Because, I mean, it's a lot of music out here now, but I'm talking about, like, really, like, music that was, like, for the culture, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah,
like,
I get what you're saying.
Not to say that the music out now is not for the culture, but I'm saying, like, some real, like, you know what I mean?
Bars.
Some real heavy hitters, you know what I'm saying, in the game and shit like that.
People
like,
that got so, bars. I understand
yeah, you
where
know what
going.
I mean? So, like, I, like, studied shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, when Jay talking about he didn't write, you know what I'm saying, he was doing, that was crazy to me because I always wanted to get to that type of level where I could go in there embody some shit like Hov, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You feel me? So when I started writing, you know what I'm saying, it helped me, for one, it helped me understand the breakdown of the bars.
Right.
Because a lot of these artists can't count their bars.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They don't know, you know, different bars. So if I was to go in there and I was to write a four, like I said, I would come back with another four. That's eight, you know what I'm saying? But like, far as the rhyme scheme, am I rhyming on which part of the bars? You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like,
right.
You feel me? So it's really an art. You know
it
what I'm
is.
Saying? It's really an art. You know what I'm saying? You just gotta, you know, it ain't no wrong or right, you know, obviously. Cause,
right.
I mean, look, you know what I mean? So,
yeah, yeah, for
but
sure.
But like, you know, for if you really, you know, really care about your craft and you really care about your bars and you really, you know what I'm saying? You will understand what I'm talking about.
Absolutely, man. You make a big point there
for sure.
So yeah, man, like talking about that. So what are some of your musical influences? Like you got any artists that you like you really listen to? Like, yo, you know what? You know, that's hard. That motivated me. Cause I heard you mention Hov. Do you have any other like musical influences?
Man, Hov the GOAT. Hov's the GOAT. I don't care what nobody say. I don't care what nobody. Hov.
Hov.
Yes, sir. Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying?
What makes him the GOAT, though?
What?
To you, what makes him the GOAT?
He just done did it all. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, shot it low. You feel me?
Right, right. Yeah.
For real.
I think he the GOAT business-wise.
Yeah.
I don't think he the GOAT musical-wise, though.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying?
Have the debate. Let's go.
You know what I'm saying? They put that diamond up. I put that joint down.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like... Nah,
I was about to say, boy, you tweaking, boy.
But nah, for real though, like,
but nah, it's a whole bunch of other musical influencers as well.
Yeah, yeah. So like, who else? Like,
Hov just one of the top. Like,
for sure.
He's one of my top. You know what I'm saying? In the list. You know what I'm saying?
He's up there.
Yeah, for sure. He's up there.
Like it's like you can't debate that Hov is at the top. You know what I'm saying? If he ain't your number one, he probably in your top three with no doubt.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And so that's hard.
Yeah.
So anyone else?
Yeah, man. I listen to a lot of people, man. Shit. Currency. That's my dog. Currency, my dog. You know what I'm saying? Jet Life. You feel me?
See, I didn't expect you to say
that. Yeah, for sure. What? Currency? Man.
Like, cause a lot of people not on that,
that's
man.
What I'm
like, they just
what
on what's like the most popular and they just ride with that. Like,
yeah, they still ain't on Currency. My boy Spitter, he just dropped. You know what I'm saying? The Jet Life recordings too. You know what I'm saying? Y'all go get that. You know what I'm saying? For sure. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Spitter. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. I really want to link with Spitter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what's up. Shoot, I hope you link with Currency too. I got a homie that make beats for him, man.
Word.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what's
up. We're going to have to patch in for real.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. For sure. For sure.
But, yeah. So, I mean.
So, if you could, I know you have your own unique style.
Mm-hmm.
If you could blend two different artists, who would it be that kind of sounds like what you create? You know what I'm saying? Like, or similar. You know, like, if you got two artists that you think you could maybe compare yourself to.
I don't know, man, because, like, for real, I done heard it all, man. Somebody done said I sound like Prodigy. Somebody done said I sound like, Money Man.
Money Man, okay.
Yeah, man. Somebody told me I sound like Money Man. That shit funny.
Yeah, yeah.
But a whole bunch of people, man. It's like, I don't know, man.
You switch your flow up a lot, though. Like,
yeah.
I done heard you like having different tempos on different tracks.
Yeah.
I heard you, you know, speed it up. I heard you kind of slow it down. I'm like, okay, this guy got some range. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Maybe they just come with time when you figure that type of thing out. I hear you finding different pockets. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. So I'm like, okay, this is a real rapper that I'm listening to. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. You know, I could tell that because you got a range. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Man.
Yes, sir. So that's that's dope. And
I feel like it's just being like versatile. I mean,
versatile for sure.
I can't even talk. I said versatile. Versatile. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I really feel like it's just being about that. You know, that would really make you an artist. That's what really makes you an artist for real. I feel like.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If like, cause I could go in there, do some auto tune, or go in there and regular rap, or rap, do some auto tune, or if you want to, I mean, what, you know, like.
Do you do a little bit like singing on some of your hooks or stuff like that too?
I be trying a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even gonna lie to you. I be trying to do a little something, but you know, I can't really sing like that. But.
I mean, a lot of these dudes don't sing that good, but they be making some dope tracks.
Yeah, but I could do a little something.
Okay.
I got a few tracks Maserati produced. You know what I'm saying? Mm. He did some real dope shit. You know what I'm saying? Got some real dope production for sure.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. So what you think is next for Matic and May? You know what I'm saying? Like what you think you're headed with this?
I'm really just trying to get out there some more, for real. I need more exposure, for real, man.
For sure.
Like, I mean, that's basically what you need. You know what I mean? If you ain't got no exposure, then I mean what?
Yeah, but didn't you get like a like some type of plaque or something on some screaming that you had going or something like that?
Yeah, I just recently received a plaque from TuneCore. It was on a single I did with Spiffy Global. It was called Matic Global, and we did, what is it, 50K, I believe.
Oh, that's dope. Yeah. Like 50K sales.
Yeah, 50K sales
independent
worldwide. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's super hard, you know what I'm saying? Like that's some work, and not alone that, if you're getting sales, that means you actually have something of quality.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like people are coming to there, they want to download your music. So, you know, that's dope, man. That's dope.
Yeah. Like I said, man, you just got to put the time in, man. Like, I mean, ain't nobody just going to blow up overnight. You know what I'm saying? Unless you got that bag. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That stupid bag. You know what I'm saying? But like.
Crazy cosign.
I ain't on yet, nigga. I ain't got them. You know what I mean? Got like a super, super bag. I mean, I got the bag. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, you know, like, not like, you know, where I could just, you know. But it's getting there though. You know what I'm saying? It's
for sure.
You know what I mean?
It's on the way. I mean,
for sure.
You already doing that. You know how many artists been doing music for like 10, 15 years and haven't touched 50K in total? You know what I'm saying?
Like, that's crazy, man. That's crazy. That's
so
sad.
Yeah.
I'm just blessed, man.
For sure.
And I'm gonna keep saying that, you know.
Absolutely.
Without God, none of this would be impossible.
Absolutely.
At all. So I'm just blessed to even be here. Talking on this is my first podcast. You know what I'm saying? I might mess up a little bit or whatever, but this is my first one. But we gonna, you know, we gonna get into it, you know.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Keep it rolling.
For sure. Yeah. And we appreciate you choosing the Highest Point Podcast to be your first. You know what I'm talking about? Let's go ahead.
Oh yes,
we
sir.
Definitely appreciate that. You dig?
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, man. So that's what's up. And now I hear you mentioning you know, keeping God first, you know. A lot of people don't get to that enlightenment, be on that vibrational frequency off top. How long have you had that?
How long I had God?
Yeah.
All my life.
All your life?
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
All my life.
Yeah, for sure.
For real. I done had God all my life, man.
Have you ever hit a point in your life where something happened or a series of things happened and you doubted it, or you had this moment like you were just so down, like, God, why?
Nah, not really.
Okay.
Nah. I knew he was with me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But. Yeah, man, just, I was raised in church. I always went to church. You know what I'm saying? I missed church a few days.
Right.
I missed church a lot of days. I ain't gonna lie. But,
right.
You know what I'm saying? But I was in that church, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You had that foundation built up in you already. Like.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure, man.
Yeah, that's dope. That's dope. I grew up in the church, too.
Yeah.
I had moments where I seen some things that made me, you know, feel a certain way. You know what I'm saying? Like, I used to want to be a pastor.
Word.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Word. I wanted to be a pastor for years, like, when I was young.
They thought I was going to be a pastor.
Word.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah, no lie. My mom used to tell me that. She'd be like, I was at the by the pool pit, whatever. I used to come to church, and I used to holler, "Amen, amen." That's when
word.
I yeah, when I was a little boy, they thought I was gonna be a little pastor. I still get up there and preach the word,
right?
You know what I'm saying? I mean, not really like preach the word, like
right.
You know, pastor, but I would try to enlighten somebody about the word of God.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Not to be, you know, because we still, you know, we not perfect.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? We not perfect at all. So, like, I'm not the one that's going to be a hypocrite neither and try to,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? Like, that I'm not doing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I pray, you know what I mean? I pray every night.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? I pray for, you know, everything. You know what I'm saying? Family, you know, friends, people who I ever came, you mm-hmm. know, encountered with, everything. You know, I pray for the world, you know what
right.
I'm saying? Especially. And what's going on now, like all this corona stuff and
yeah.
people dying and man, it's like real. It got really got me scared a little bit, you know, because
yeah.
like I ain't, trying,
good reason.
I ain't trying to die no time soon.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? So like, I just be kind of distance, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I be distant, I be in the studio,
mm-hmm.
I be chilling, you know what I'm saying, by myself or something like that. But, you know, like, you know, like I ain't even got the vaccination or nothing like that. I ain't got vaccinated or anything.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I mean it's gonna come to a point.
Oh, let's jump into that. Oh, wait, well, before we get
what?
Into that,
okay,
it was one question I didn't want to ask you. Let me make sure I get my mind back right there.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you said that, boy, my brain just got tangling. Like when you said that part.
Oh yeah.
Now, okay, because I know you was talking about enlightening. Right now, you speaking through the podcast about how you keep, you know, God first. Without God, you wouldn't be here. Do you kind of talk about some of those things in your music too?
All the time.
Say word.
Yeah, all the time. For real. A lot of, you're going to hear me talking about a lot in OG-Matic 2.
Mm.
I've been talking about, well, I mean, I always talk about God, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I'm really talking about it, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
mm-hmm.
just praise God, you know, because like I said, man, without him, you know, we wouldn't be here.
Absolutely.
Know?
Absolutely.
And I'm a strong believer of that, you know, and God helped me with my craft, you know what I'm saying? He helped me get to, you know, where I am today.
Right, yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Man, completely right there. And I know you was talking about the, you haven't got your vaccination yet. You planning on going to get one?
Man, I've been thinking about it for real, man. My mom, she got vaccinated. My grandma, my dad, you know what I'm saying? They vaccinated and stuff like that. But like, I don't know, man. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I was saying. I'm kind of scared, you know what I'm saying? Because like people
mm-hmm.
who getting the vaccination, they still getting sick.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They're still getting the corona.
Right.
This vaccination was supposed to keep us safe and keep us, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And why? You know what I'm saying? Like, flu shots, I got a flu shot before, but.
Not consistently.
Not consistently, and I ain't never get sick, or I ain't never, you know what I'm saying? But I understand it's a different, you know, it's corona.
Right.
You know, it's corona.
Right,
you know
right.
What I'm saying? So, and it's already killed.
Yeah, many.
Many.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't know. I just try to take my vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta take your vitamins, you know what I'm saying? Build
right.
your immune system up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And just pray to God that no disease and no sickness
mm-hmm.
or anything like that, you know, comes, you know, around your family, anything like that.
Absolutely.
Just try to you gotta be mindful too.
Yeah. You have any family that had COVID?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, how many?
I had a family member that died.
What?
Yeah, he died. Yeah, my cousin Ducky, he died.
Cousin. Hold up. How old was he?
He was a little older. I mean, he was an older gentleman, you know what I'm saying? But he wasn't old.
Like 40s or something like that?
Yeah, he probably like.
Yeah, that's young.
Probably like, no. He probably like 50, or like early 50s. It wasn't
still
like,
young.
Yeah, it wasn't like he was like 70 or 80 and
right.
like that. Yeah, my granddaddy had that shit too, man.
Yeah, man, I'm sorry to hear that, man.
My granddaddy, he's older.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? But he beat it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Did he have like bad symptoms though? Like your grandpa?
Shit. My cousin gave it to my granddaddy.
Dang.
And then my cousin was saying, he called my granddaddy and he was like, hey man, you know, we need to get checked out. You know what I'm saying? I got the corona in 30.
Right.
My granddaddy beat it, thank God.
But yeah, thank God.
Yeah, but my cousin, he died.
Yeah, man, I'm sorry to hear that, bro.
Yeah, bro, he died. My uncle, shit, one of my uncles right now, my grandma brother, he got corona right now.
Yeah, yeah. It's going around, bro. Like my mom's had it, my pops had it,
damn.
I had it.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? My wife had it, my son had it. Like,
yeah.
Like, you know, fortunately, you know, all of us beat it as well because, you know, it's a blessing just to make it through out of it. I had it the worst. But, you know, we all made it through. But I say I had it the worst, but my son didn't have no symptoms. Like,
mm-hmm.
My wife had very minor symptoms.
Yeah, a lot of people be having no symptoms. And
yeah.
stuff like that. They might be just asymptomatic where, you know,
right.
they just can't, you know.
Right. But to this vaccine thing, like you were saying, people still get, you know what I'm saying, sick or whatever. And like people can still spread it when they got the vaccine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and the vaccine is not, you know, killing nothing, but from my research, from what I'm hearing, is like it's supposed to make your body feel like it has the COVID, and it builds up antibodies to you know, fight it off in the future. But also, if you catch it and beat it, your body naturally already built up antibodies. So I don't understand the meaning of getting the vaccine if you already had it and beat it. Cause they both supposed to be doing the same thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, this is crazy.
It's crazy. It's like, and you just don't never know what's what. Cause I just hear different stuff from all different sides. So yeah, yeah. So I agree. It's a scary thing, man. It's scary, like, man. We ain't gonna know the real deal till probably about 10 years later. Like, what if the vaccine was good for us or not? You know what I'm saying?
Too late.
So, right. Right.
Crazy, so, man.
But yeah, yeah. You know, even with that, man, like, we was talking about the music.
For sure.
Get back to some of the music, man, because we talked about, you know, how you got that, you know, 50K plaque from your distributor, and that's super, super dope. You know, and when I looked at, like, your Spotify, I'm like, hold up. Looking at some of your popular tracks, I'm like, okay, this guy really been moving, man. Can you give us a little bit of background about, you know, how your Spotify looking?
Yeah, man, Spotify is crazy right now, man.
Mm-hmm.
Spotify crazy, man. They pay out pretty good too.
Word.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so Spotify is crazy. We are like 2 million.
Mm.
Yeah, we are 2 million. And so far I done made some pretty good money out that shit too.
That's dope, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, not all in one time, but like in chunks.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, goddamn, 500 here, 800 here,
mm-hmm,
600 here. You
right.
You know what I'm saying? Shit. Sometimes 200, 300, you know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
It just depends what you done strain for the month. But
absolutely.
Know, yeah. So the highest payout I've probably seen like 15, 2 bands.
Yeah. Yeah. That's hard. Like, especially like you're an independent artist, you're doing this on your own, and you know what I'm saying? And you're getting paid for it. You know what I'm saying? That's super dope. So even with your screens, we talked about your screens, we talked about the downloads. Do you do shows? Have you done any shows?
Yeah, we done did a whole bunch of shows, man. Especially before the corona hit, we was doing a lot of shows and stuff.
What and, where? Like in what area?
Shit, Raleigh, Dern, Chapel Hill, Greensboro, of course. Did a few shows in Greensboro.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the venues we did shit, Cat's Cradle, Legendary.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? We did that. That's in Carlboro. Chapel Hill, you know what I'm saying? But it's the same thing. They so close, you know what
right.
I'm saying? But yeah, shit, we did Ziggy's before. We
opened up about Ziggy's.
Yeah, we did A-Ball, MJG, opened up for Ziggy's with the Taylor Gang.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, we done did Blind Tiger.
Oh, yeah, that's in Greensboro.
Yeah, that's in the borough. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to them, Blind Tiger. Where else? It's a few more venues, man. I can't think of all of them.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Yeah. That's a plenty right there, man.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, so that's what's up. That's dope. What's the craziest thing you've seen at a show? Like, craziest thing that happened at a show? Or it's been all cool? Because I just thought, you know, no crazy fights jump off, like, between artists being mad at each other or the crowd. No, did the crowd throw any tomatoes at any niggas up there, like, before you or at they, y'all?
Nah, they really, all the shows been real cool.
That's what's up.
Yeah, it wasn't no beef or no, you know, I don't think.
Right, right.
Artists in the city beefing with each other. I ain't heard no, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
So I don't really know. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, man, if you just focused on you.
Yeah, I don't really get into all the rap beef and all that.
Right,
you know
right.
Because I end somebody's career.
I feel you.
I ain't trying to do all that.
Mm. You
know, they know what's up with me, man.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. That's what's up. Like, you know, even with that, like, so I know you. I was talking about, you know, the shows and whatnot, and you. I know you was talking about they don't want no smoke. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't even look at like anybody.
Who don't want no smoke?
Any artist. That's what I'm hearing you say,
they
right?
They don't want no smoke with what?
No smoke with you. Music.
Oh yeah.
Where you going with this?
I try to figure out what you talking about. You talking about they don't want no smoke? I'm like, who wants smoke with me?
But you've never been in like a rap battle before? That'd be surprising. Like, no one never spit bars at you before.
Like, on some high school shit.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
He was in there rapping, and I had my little bruh.
Yeah.
And little bruh was with me, and I was losing, you know what I'm saying? And I said, little bro, get in there, bro. That nigga, he spit some shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, that's my little brother, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he done came through, made it up.
You know what I'm saying? That's how I like, yo, I gotta get my bars up. Nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, man.
Nah, but niggas don't be doing no rap beef and all that shit.
Yeah,
that
yeah. Shit. How about politics, yeah. man? Because my experience through in North Carolina, man, I have felt like this was a real political, you know, area. When I say politics, like, you know, you got to be rocking with, you know, certain people to get certain looks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So have you experienced any of that? Or maybe I was tripping. Maybe my perception was off. Just let me know if I'm wrong.
You saying like far as like the political people, like what, far as voting?
Well, no. When I'm saying politics, I'm meaning like in the music world, like when it comes to those shows, getting mm-hmm. bookings, mm-hmm. Getting radio play,
oh, yeah,
things
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, man. Like, it's gonna be politics everywhere,
mm-hmm.
everywhere you go.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? And, you know, it's a lot about, you know, if they like you and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But
the bag, yeah, if you're paying
the bag. Yeah, for real, the bag, for real, man. Like, for real, some of these promoters are, just take your bag, you know,
ooh.
Like, and then yeah. you just be assed out. So. You know,
that's a fact.
Yeah, I just been trying to stay away from all that though, man. That's why I started engineering myself, you mm-hmm. know, got my own studio and, you know, just doing my own music, you know what I'm saying? Just everything. I pay for all my promo,
mm-hmm.
pay for apparel, like everything. Like I don't have nobody, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Dropping no bag off on me or nothing like that.
Yeah, for sure.
And I never have, you know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nobody invested, really. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing all the investing myself with the little bit of cash I get to the side or,
right.
you know what I'm saying, something I done saved for like 2-3 weeks trying to, you know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
it's just little stuff like that, you know
right.
what I mean? So, yeah. So everything, like I said, like I just got it on my own for real.
That's what's up. So you got like merch?
Yeah, for sure. We got the Guap Boy merch out. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Yeah, we got the Guap Boy merch out. We got the shirts and stuff like that. I think I got a few extra shirts at the crib. You know what I'm saying? But we had that out. You know, different color shirts, tie-dye shirts, all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So,
like, if people wanted, like, the Guap Boy shirts, do they have, like, come to a show to come get it? Can they, like, you know, go through, like, a website or anything like that?
Yeah, so right now, I got the website, but it ain't up yet.
Right,
you know
right,
saying?
Right.
It ain't launched yet. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? As of right now, you had to contact me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? For the shirts, you know.
For sure.
Yeah.
So how did it get to you? Like, talking about contacting, like, what's your Instagram? What's your Twitter? Like, how do people find you?
So pretty much the Instagram is @_Guop, GWOPBOY. Matic, MATIC. You can look me up on Facebook, Matic Tay, you know, it'll pop up. Also, you can look up Guap Boy Matic on Facebook too, and that should also pop up. And the YouTube is Guap Boy is GB4L. Mm-hmm. What else I got? Twitter @GuapBoyMatic.
So how do you find you on like the streaming services?
Streaming services? Mm-hmm. Like Apple Music and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just type in Matic M-A all together. Matic M-A and it'll pop up.
Dope, man.
Yeah, for sure.
That's hard. So y'all know how to find him. You know what I'm saying? Like definitely go check him out, man. He got a lot of dope things going on. He got some dope things coming. He got some dope music already out. So rock with him, man. And, you know, support. He got merch, you know what I'm saying, doing all this stuff independently on his own, you know what I'm saying, nobody sponsoring him and sponsoring himself, you know, and that's some real bossed up ownership type of move. So, you know, salute to that, man.
Appreciate that, man.
For sure. So, yeah, even when I was talking about, I know we was talking about your sessions earlier, like, so in order to, like, get yourself in that space, do you smoke before each session?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I smoke every day.
How long you been smoking? Like since high school?
Man. Yeah, probably like high school.
That's what's up.
High school. My mama, she was on my ass.
Mm-hmm.
She was on my ass.
About the smoking?
Oh God.
Oh man. So was she like super shocked when she first found out? Or like how she found out? Or
I don't think
seen
she...
you high?
Yeah. She seen me high, oh God.
You can't fool your mom, dog.
Nah,
if you high, she gonna know.
I think she really caught me. I was with my cousin and shit, man. We was smoking.
Mm.
And we was high. And my other cousin, she was pregnant.
Mm.
And my little cousin Ty, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Goddamn. So this is when he was about to be born. His mom was in the hospital. That's my cousin, you know what I'm saying? And you know, I came up there, you know what I'm saying? I want to see my little cousin, you feel me? Like, I'm happy and shit. I'm high as fuck, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I got them come up in there and shit, you know what I'm saying? And my ass, I had the munchies and shit. And I got I got like a little ice cream and shit, you know what I'm saying? And my mama, she just looking at me and shit. And my cousin, she laying on the bed, like, because she just had the baby. She like, you high. You know what I'm saying? I like, man, I'm high as fuck. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's like one of the real first times, you know what I'm saying? My dudes caught me smoking type shit, you know what I'm saying?
But dang.
Yeah, she was on my ass heavy about that shit. You know what I'm saying? Man. She was upset, you know what I'm saying? I think it's just more upset than anything because you know how they be like, weed, drugs.
Right, right. Especially back then.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think people more cool with it now.
Yeah.
But back then, like, especially you growing up in a church like that.
Oh, nah, I never went to church high.
Well, no. I'm not saying you went to church high. I'm just saying, like.
Oh, yeah.
When you growing up in church, I would think it'd be probably your mom.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure. I was going to say, I never went up in church high. I ain't going to disrespect the Lord like that.
Right.
Like, because, I mean, he already know what I do. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. My mom, she know I smoke or whatever like that. You know what I mean? But, you know what I'm saying? She don't really be tripping on me or nothing like that. Man.
Right.
But, like, growing up. Like when I was smoking, like yeah, you know what I'm saying. I think everybody parent,
yeah, to be expected,
might have trip if they catch their child smoking weed or something like
right.
that. Like I mean, you know what I mean. What's right is right, you know. What's wrong is wrong. But
yeah, I know my mom was on my brother's ass.
Yeah, I do it respectfully. You know what I'm saying. Like right. I don't be, you know, flaunting the shit or whatever. Nigga, you smoke. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying. But like. You feel me? Not some people just be all extra and shit. Like,
oh, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't even nothing like that, bro. Like, just damn, just do what you do and get money, bro. You
right.
know what I'm saying? Like, for real.
I agree, man.
Yeah.
I agree. That's some wise words. Do what you do, get money.
Yeah, man. For
that's
real.
A shirt. Put that on your merch.
For real, man. Do what you do, get money, man. Guap boy shit, man.
Yeah. That's what's up, man. You know, we got your handle. We know how people can reach you. Any anything you want to end the show on and just. You know, tell the people, you know, any last words?
Shit, yeah, man. Just y'all make sure y'all go get all the mixtapes. Hold on, let me look on my phone. I'm going to tell you.
Pull them up. Cause I saw a lot of mixtapes out there, and I checked out probably about three of them.
I'm going to tell y'all. See, like, these mixtapes, I put these mixtapes out too because I wanted everybody to hear, like, the progress, you know what I'm saying? Like, where I started into where... You know what I'm saying? It's going. You feel me? So, like, I got, okay, so, yeah, I do got Carolina Rays, too. It's a 2020 because that's when I put it on Apple Music, but I really released it late. That was my first mixtape, so I released that shit, you know what I'm saying, some years, like, before I put it on Apple Music.
Mm.
But you got The Rise of the Flame, you know what I'm saying? You got Carolina Rays 2. You got Beast in Carolina. You got Beast in Carolina 2. You got OG Matic. You know what I'm saying? And OG Matic 2 going to be up there pretty soon. But then I got like little singles and stuff. And then me and Guaboy 3, we did a EP. So I put the EP up there. That's hosted by Trapaholics and Evil Empire. And, you know what I'm saying? I got singles out. I probably got like maybe like 5-6 singles out, something like that. So it's a lot of music on there for you, you know what I'm saying, to just, you know, pick what you like and... You know, vibe out. But I know the new tape, the new music and everything I'm working on now, I feel like, you know, it's like one of the best, you know, pieces of work that I done did so far.
Oh, for sure, man. Yeah. Y'all heard him, man. He got a lot of projects out there, a lot of music. Definitely go check him out. Start from the beginning because, you know, it's a whole story. Like you said, seeing the progress, a lot of things he made it through, you know what I mean, to get where he is today. It took work step by step. So that's super dope, man.
Yeah.
It's definitely been a pleasure having you on the show, man.
Oh, like, definitely, man.
You know, come back, check us out, man. The people definitely gonna want to follow up with you, see how things going, and once you drop, you know, come back, talk to us, and you know, just talk about the release and have people on that too, man. So that's hard,
man, for sure, man. I get everything right, man. It's coming soon, and you know, I'm gonna come back on the show, man. Touch bases with people and stuff.
No doubt, man. Definitely appreciate it, Chief.
Yeah, for sure, man.
You know what I'm saying, till next time, man. Y'all hold it down. Don't let it hold you. Peace. Oh yeah, Maserati, he dropping his new track called Midget Mondays. So